on the Big Sports Breakfast.
59.
For an update on the French Open, here's Roger Rashid.
G'day, Rog.
Morning, boys. And you look a lot better today in those polos.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Yeah, no, thank you, mate. Gee, you caused some trouble, didn't you, overnight?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I gather so. By the looks of it, yeah, it was one of those things. You know, it's something someone could grab and create a headline, and all of a sudden it's got some traction. But look, can I say first of all, which I did apologise on Twitter to Brian Baker because he's an American, you know, 31-year-old who I know. I have a lot of respect for him. And you know, I mean, to say that, you know, he's gone through a lot of injuries. He spent 6 years out, you know, with injuries, then coming back, and so
it was said in jest.
It was in jest. It wasn't. It was nothing that was actually pointed at Brian. Obviously, I should have brought him into the equation. But anyway, it's no, what it is, and you can actually make it what you want, I suppose.
It was a point well made.
The point is, when I coach guys, and look, it's been my day-to-day philosophy is that you wake up. And you put things in front of you that can keep making you excel, can keep making you get better and be the greatest person you could be. And when I look at that, and I look at individual players, it's what you know. That's you got to have a great baseline. So where your average stuff or your bad days are so good that it's hard not to be successful in life, and that's just my day-to-day philosophy. So
that's spot on.
That's where it's coming from.
It's spot on, mate. Kyrgios had another good win.
Yeah, look, I like the way he played, Slats and TK. I mean, you know, Nick's gone out there. He's on court six. It's not a big show court, so you get really close to the players and personal on that court. It's a little bit slipperier than the main courts. And you know, he just played, you know, I mean, 6-3, 6-2, 6-1 in 70 minutes. Had his man under control. He knew he had his man under control before he walked out there. But in saying that, you've got to still deliver the right process. And Nick had everything under control. It was like he was playing half rap power as far as what shots he had available to him. And then when he needed to step it up, he delivered, and actually just his change of pace was excellent on both sides, served to precision. So, look, I like where he's at. He now comes up against Richard Gasquet. He'll definitely get... Look, I think it's, you know, it's a centre court match for sure. Whether they put him there or not, it could be Susan Longline. That's a party court. That's a big crowd court where they get right into it. Centre court's a very highly corporate, you know, dense court. So this is going to be a really interesting one. They've obviously played a couple of times. You know, they've been on grass. And so, but you know, it's a real good opportunity for Nick to get involved in an environment where you've got to sort of understand the environment, because if you're on centre court and you do play up, the crowd have been able to squash individual people on that court at the Roland Garros. So it's one that his group, and I'm sure Leighton will be able to give him a little bit of advice on that if he gets on that court.
Okay. Now, Bernard Tomic, $4.50 tonight up against Borna Koric.
Yep. I think it's probably a bit of an outside shot. You know, I mean, he's a high-ranked player. He's 20th seed, but you know, the 19-year-old Croate is his favourite surface. So if it's something that he is familiar on, he's 47 in the world at the moment. Okay. So, you know, you think he's a slight favourite, obviously, on the surface. But if Bernie can step up on the court and play intense tennis, where it's first-strike tennis, and he makes his way, you know, then he's got opportunities. If he sits there and it's passive, you know, then you get pushed around and the lack of movement ability on that court gets exposed. So, you know, that's one to look out for.
Yeah.
Andy Murray, potty mouth, he's been taken to five sets again. So he's doing it the tough way.
Yeah, 10 sets. I mean, and, you know, he's played for a total of just over 7 hours. He's fit. I mean, he was two sets to one down, you know, but then you'd always tell he was going to, you know, once he got his teeth into it, he could probably turn. You know, he's got calmness through the match. He's been there before, so he understands what is needed to get all the way, whether it's him or his opponent. So that gives you a lot of calm in the space. The problem is, yes, he's fit. Will the fatigue come in? It will only come in if he keeps having extended matches and he gets he has a quarterfinals and a semifinals match, which is heavily extended. Then he may get exposed if he's up against someone like Nadal or Novak in a final. So he's fit enough to bounce back from that. He's got a week and a half till the following Sunday. So we'll see from there. But he just said he's lost his way totally on court for a long period of time. So that's whether that was a bit of fatigue of coming back mentally and finishing off his first round match, so he hadn't had that day off, I'm not sure. But that was interesting. Look, the other matches for us, the big seeds won. Nishikori was impressive. Wawrinka, impressive. Raonic, another five-set match for Gilles Simon, 4 hours, 32 minutes. He actually lost. He had 15 less points but won through the course of the match. But I suppose it depends where you win your points. Jordan Thompson, the Australian, he played gallantly. He fought from the first point against Ivo Karlovic, boys, 37-year-old, who's now in the third round of the French Open. Jimmy Connors back in 1991 was the last 37-year-old to get to a third round. And 4.5 hours later, Jordan lost 12-10. But, you know, full credit to him because he just gave everything to every point and gave himself opportunities. And, you know, he wasn't too far away from it.
Mm. Now, Sam Stosur, she goes through and she's going to play 11th seed Lucy Safarova.
Yeah, it's been a nemesis to the left-hander who actually can get the ball fast and hard into a backhand side. Sammy, to her credit, was a breakdown early in the third, boys, and you sort of thought, oh, is it playing? You know, is the wrist playing a part? Because it can actually get to you, obviously, in your head, because you don't need to worry about ailments. But she was strong enough. She bounced back so significantly, and actually, that's a very good win for her against Zhang, because Zhang can actually hit the ball pretty firm as well. So that tested out her wrist. She's got over that one as well. Safarova's a different kettle of fish. Left-hander, that I said, goes in and matches up, doesn't match up well for Sam and hasn't in the past, because her serve gets into Sam's backhand. Her ground strokes naturally go into the backhand side. So it's going to really be exposing her wrist injury at the moment. But look, she's playing well. She's confident. And it's a court where if she can get hold of the ball early, she can actually take the game away from her opponent. So it'd be interesting to see that one. And a good story for Safarova, who's really struggled with illness throughout the most of this year, and she's back playing some tennis. But the women's side looked pretty clean. Simona Halep got through easily. Muguruza, who I think's the Spanish girl, who's a big, strong Spanish girl, who I think's one of the favourites here, got through. And Radwanska, who I actually thought may find herself in trouble against Caroline Garcia, who's a very talented French person, got through quite comfortably there. So, look, it was a good day's tennis, a lot of tennis. And a lot of exciting feature matches. And, you know, the crowd of Roland Garros got their money's worth on a really warm day.
Good stuff. And only 85 F-words from Andy Murray in his match.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not too bad.
That's not too bad for him. Potty mouth.
Exactly.
I think he needs a coach.
He needs a coach.
don't worry. More on that tomorrow.
More on that tomorrow. We'll slip it over to tomorrow.
Thank you, Roger.
See you, boys.
See you, mate.
Roger Rashid.
There he is.
8 o'clock news coming up with Liam West in just a couple of seconds' time. Novak, Nadal, Songa, Berdych, Serena, all to be winners. And the long shot, Tomic.